is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Canada's Liberal Party has a new leader, former central banker Mark Carney, following the party's election. He inherits a trade war with President Trump.
We didn't ask for this fight, but Canadians are always ready when someone else drops the gloves. So the Americans, they should make no mistake, in trade as in hockey, Canada will win.
Carney won 85% of the vote. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau bid farewell to his leadership role following his decision to resign under political pressure in January.
We're a country that knows that standing up for everyone's fundamental rights is the only way to protect our freedom.
President Trump has vowed the tariffs on Canadian and Mexican goods will be reenacted April 2nd after pausing them last week.
President Trump says he's making bold moves, but when asked if his policies will plunge the U.S. into a recession...
I hate to predict things like that.
In an interview on Fox Business, the president reiterated the tariffs may create some discomfort.
There is a period of transition because what we're doing is very big. We're bringing wealth back to America. That's a big thing. And there are always periods of, it takes a little time.
Economists have said the tariffs will lead to higher prices here at home. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
President Trump wrote on Truth Social tonight an invitation for Greenland to become part of the U.S. There is concern in some circles for the nation's weather and climate agency, NOAA. The department helps predict weather emergencies.
Sources tell CBS News that over 1,000 employees are potentially at risk of losing their jobs if the Department of Commerce accepts NOAA's plans. This, in addition to previous cuts to probationary employees and those that accepted buyouts, would result in an overall loss of 20% of NOAA's staff, which previously numbered more than 12,000 people worldwide. Tracy Wolf, CBS News.
House Republicans have crafted a spending bill that would avoid a partial government shutdown midnight Friday. Correspondent Nicole Killian.
It remains to be seen whether GOP lawmakers can pass the continuing resolution along party lines or have to rely on Democratic votes.
A 4.1 magnitude earthquake was recorded this afternoon near Malibu, California. This woman describes what she experienced.
I felt a very powerful shaking. I noticed the cat take off on her own, and then I started to hear what he heard, and then it was like, oh my God.
There were no reports of injuries or damage. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition, roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
T-Mobile Home Internet is all about speed, value.
What you doing, Zach?
First thing, there are so many benefits. You got to talk fast.
T-Mobile Home Internet ranks number one in customer satisfaction for home wireless internet by J.D. Power.
Wow, you are good.
Try singing it. T-Mobile has price lock.
They won't raise your rate on internet.
Hulu and Paramount Plus on them.
On them.
Get T-Mobile Home Internet all in for just $55 a month with autopay and any postpaid voice line.
Additional terms apply. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Do you live in a rude city?
Miami was found to be the nation's rudest city, where you'll find loud music played in public and a lack of self-awareness, says a new survey from language learning platform Preply. University of Florida assistant psychology professor Nicholas Coles says maybe Miami isn't quite so rude.
This hasn't undergone peer review, an independent critical evaluation from scientists. Methodological detail makes it even harder for someone like me to evaluate the integrity of the claim.
Coles says the survey findings may boil down to cultural differences.
Social norms, things that you did expected and appropriate in one context might be considered totally inappropriate or at the very least strange in another context.
The least rude residents were found in Omaha and Minneapolis. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
The Cleveland Browns have inked a deal with defensive end Myles Garrett, making him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
W-R-J-N weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear with lows in the mid-30s and a little breeze out of the west. For Monday, sunshine and highs in the upper 50s. Clear and windy Monday night, a low around 42. 44 the high on Tuesday, 47 Wednesday, and low 50s by Thursday.
It's 51 at our studios.
We'll be right back. Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Thank you.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Your local civic media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Upset our happy home. Oh, don't get so excited when I come.
like children. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
JN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
It won't matter anyhow. morning's echo says we've sinned. Well, it was what I wanted now.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
What time it was?
history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know
one and one is two.
And if this one could be with you,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
History.
She always told me it would happen.
said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. Well, you got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her,
yeah.
Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Canada will soon have a new leader after a party election. CBS's Ed O'Keefe from Ottawa.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau saying goodbye to his party and hitting back hard at Trump.
We will continue to be in a trade war that was launched by the United States for the foreseeable future. So Canadians should continue to buy Canadian, continue to stand up for each other.
Trudeau is being succeeded by Mark Carney, an economist and former head of Canada's central bank, who's set to take power in the coming days and inherit a tariff war involving hundreds of billions of dollars in trade.
President Trump did not rule out a recession, saying tariffs on Canadian and Mexican goods will still be enacted April 2nd in an interview with Fox Business.
There is a period of transition. Because what we're doing is very big. We're bringing wealth back to America. That's a big thing. And there are always periods of, it takes a little time.
There's another threat of a partial government shutdown.
Adding to-